World Communion Sunday began in 1936 as a way to recognize our ecumenical oneness in Christ and to bring Christians together in a spirit of unity and peace. In the United Methodist Church, World Communion Sunday is one of six special Sunday offerings that we receive for a particular ministry. On the first Sunday in October, your designated gifts benefit young people around the world by providing scholarships, mentoring, and training.
Seeking approval. Galatians 1:10. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Where do you get your information? When you are looking for a restaurant recommendation or want to learn more about a concept you heard on a podcast. In today's world, we often turn to popular digital search engines for answers. Consider the quality of that information. Do you trust it? While I tend to trust certain websites for general facts on random things, I stand firm in my understanding that the authority above all else is the authority of our God. Similarly, when looking for approval in your life, to whom do you turn? Do you try to create an abundant life for yourself based on the thoughts and opinions of your friends and family, or of social media or society in general? In Paul's letter to the church in Galatia, the apostle reminds us that no gospel exists but the gospel of Jesus Christ. He reminds us that human expectations and measures are a part of life and to be expected, but that these human expectations shouldn't become our maker of success and approval. Only God's word and approval of our lives matters at the end of our days, when we hope to hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." As humans, our thoughts and feelings are fleeting. Our divine Creator, however, remains consistent throughout time. This is why we trust in God and why God's approval is the only approval that matters. Through God's Word, we receive clear instructions on how to live, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to practice self-discipline, and to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Throughout the Bible, God has laid out for us the work for which we should be striving, seeking only holy approval. As you approach World Communion Sunday, sit and meditate on how God is asking for your support. In what ways are you called to give of yourself for the glory of God's kingdom? How will you contribute to the church's global education campaign? Whether you have $1 or $1,000 to give, our divine Creator recognizes our gifts as working for God's glory. The act of giving, not the amount of the gift, is what God is looking for in our lives. Let's pray. Holy God, thank you for reminding us that your approval is the only approval we need. Although the world pressures us into measuring our worth through the thoughts and opinions of our brothers and sisters, continue to remind us that this is not the case. Remove from our lives distractions that are obstacles to your word and promise. As your church comes together to support education globally, show each of us how best to support these faithful scholars. Take our offerings and our prayers and use them for the glory of your kingdom. Bless the gifts that we offer in your name on this special Sunday. Amen.
As you prepare for World Communion Sunday this year, allow the Holy Spirit to open your heart to the global nature of the church. Be in prayer with the scholars who are recipients of education made possible through this special offering. Thank you for giving generously through your local church or online at umcgiving.org/givewcs. All scripture passages are NRSV.